95.3 Gorilla is the Gulf Coast home for the hottest hits.
The biggest concert tickets.
And more cash than you could possibly imagine.
The Banana Bank opens three times every weekday at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30. And only local listeners like you are allowed to win the cash.
That's right. We only have a local contest.
This gorilla game is really easy. You just have to guess if the price of bananas will go up or go down.
I can't believe this.
If you're right, you win the money.
Yeah, it's that easy. But if you're wrong, you're going to find yourself stuck in a bank vault with a very angry gorilla.
You get to guess three times and keep any amount of cash you win.
Or you can keep on playing.
If you guess correctly three times in a row, we'll hit you with a Banana Bank bonus question.
And then you could win an incredible amount of money.
Are you ready? We play three times a day, every weekday. Only right here on 95.3 Gorilla.
What day is today?
Today is today.
Are you saying today?
No, I'm just saying.
Today is Tuesday.
Look, if you need help remembering, just think of it like this. Tuesday, today.
Yeah, so Tuesday.
And it is today.
You getting all this?
Following all this.
You know I am.
All I know is
it's time to get to work.
And it's
showtime.
Showtime. Here we go. 95.3 Gorilla. What is going on? I'm Ryan Gavin. Hey, big news in case you missed it yesterday. The Mom Noms are coming back. Yeah. You remember last year we did this really, really, really cool new thing where you could nominate your mom for the Mom Noms or your dad for the Dad Awards. And it can be any mother or father figure in your life. The Mom Noms are first starting on Monday, leading up to Mother's Day next week. Starting on Monday, you get to nominate a mom in your life. It could be your mom, your grandmother, your aunt, your daughter if she's a mom, anybody who's a mom in your life, your stepmom, anybody, for a $500 cash prize just before Mother's Day from 95.3 Gorilla. That's going to be a ton of fun, and it starts Monday. The Mom Noms are back starting next week on 95.3.
Attention, cash alert, cash alert. Cash alert. Break into the Banana Bank on 95.3 Gorilla.
That just sounds fun, right? What are you doing? Breaking into the Banana Bank? What are you doing?
Hey, Gorilla, who's this?
This is Ashley.
Hi, Ashley. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm amazing. Ashley, what town do you call me from?
Long Beach.
Perfect. You know why, right? Because we only have local winners on Gorilla. Uh-huh.
That's correct.
Uh-huh.
That is correct.
Ashley, yes. You're caller 10 for the Banana Bank. You ready?
Awesome. I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. I have $4,000 in the bonus round.
Okay.
But we have to get there first, okay? You ready for this?
Okay. All right. I'm ready.
Here we go. We're going to open up the betting at $180. 180 bucks. Are we going up, Ashley, or are we going down?
Let's go up.
Ashley says up. Are we going up? Yes, we are. Up to 200 bucks. $200. You want to keep that cash or do you want to keep playing?
Oh, gosh. Let me keep the cash.
Are you sure? You sure?
No.
Positive? I can give you the money. It's no problem. You can walk away right now, but there's $4,000 in that bonus round.
Let me go up one more time.
Up one more time. Okay. Ashley says up one more time. We going up again? Yes, $220, 220. You want the money or do you want to guess again?
Oh my gosh, I'm going to stop.
You're going to stop? You sure? You positive?
I'm too nervous,
okay.
Yes.
All right, okay, yes. All right. That's it. It's money time, $220. Congratulations, you got it.
Thank you.
Listen to the Gorilla weekdays at 7:30, 8:30, and 3:30 to win huge cash prizes.
Only on 95.3 Gorilla.
It's Ryan Gavin.
Ryan Gavin.
In the morning.
In the morning.
On 95.3 Gorilla.
Gorilla.
So this is a weird one today. This story caught my eye yesterday. New national survey says that more and more adults are self-punishing. And I read this and I was like, what? What are they talking about? Like, doing things to themselves? No. Using punishments if they do things that are bad. So like, you know, if you spend too much money on something, you take your phone away for like a day. Or if you mistreated your partner, you don't drink on the weekend or something, you know, like childhood style punishments for adults. Have you ever like thought about doing this? This is a whole new concept to me. This is just really weird, but apparently people are doing this. Have you ever thought about this? What punishment do you think would work on you? Marissa, you're first. What would be a good punishment for you?
Oh, cutting the Wi-Fi.
Oh my God. I think I'd go crazy. I think I'd go nuts. I don't know if I could live without it. Could you?
Not necessarily.
Yeah, me neither. I think we all kind of depend on that. But that'd be a good punishment, right? Like turning the router off. I kind of like that one. Jackie's next. Jackie, you're on.
To take away my alcohol.
That's funny.
You think that'd work on you, though?
That would be so sad. Like, I would submit in a heartbeat. I'd be like, okay, whatever you want.
Oh, no. Sounds like you might be hooked on it.
Pretty much.
Oh, I love it. That's funny. What's like a childhood style punishment that might work on you for behavior modification? We're talking about like childhood punishments that might work on adults. Like you get sent to your room without something. What is that something? Kaylee, you're next.
Being without electronics.
The whole world revolves around them. You really love them, huh? You need them?
I would not do well without my cell phone, without my gaming consoles, without my tablets, or my computer, especially my computer, because that is the best way and possibly only way I can talk to my baby daddy.
Well, I mean, come on. You got to have that open line of communication to the baby daddy. You got to know how to talk to him. Right? Like, you gotta know how to get a hold of him. All right, last one goes to Josh. Josh, what's a punishment that would work on you?
Taking away my vehicle.
Yeah, taking the truck away. Yep.
Yeah.
See, but if you get the big truck off the road for a while, maybe I'll be able to see without all those headlights all over the place, you know? That is the laugh of a man with a giant truck right there.
Straight from Ryan's iPhone. This is Showbiz Buzz.
Anne Hathaway speaking out about some weird rumors from the shooting set of The Devil Wears Prada 2.
I do want to mention there's like some a little misinformation getting out there right now that people were fired because of the size inclusivity, and that just didn't happen. Nobody lost their jobs. It was only, fact, it created more jobs, and it was just about making sure that so many different body types saw themselves in a moment in the script where, and it's so hard because I can't say what the scene is about, but like there's a song that Gaga wrote, and like it's a beautiful, amazing song.
I know
and,
the scene.
And you know it, and so, and isn't it better when you see so many different types of bodies up there with that?
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, the rumors floating around that they fired people because they were too fat, and Anne Hathaway says, no, that's not the case, so hopefully that's true, and that's good to hear. Norma Tacone from The Lonely Island. You might remember The Lonely Island from SNL back in the 2000s. Went on a podcast the other day talking about somebody who made him really uncomfortable on set backstage at SNL.
I will say the one person who I wasn't super geeked on at SNL, I've never said this before, but is Kevin Spacey. Did not enjoy that and felt very uncomfortable around him.
Is anybody surprised that Kevin Spacey might be a little weird? I don't know what to think about that, because all those legal accusations were all kind of like determined to not be real. So now I don't know. Everybody seems to have a Spacey story. Some new trailers dropping. Apple TV releases a new teaser for Maximum Pressure Guaranteed, starring Tatiana Maslany. Brand new trailer just dropped yesterday for Jackass Best and Last. And I don't think I can play a single bit of that on the air because, you know. And chefs in Italy have set a new Guinness World Record for the world's longest tiramisu. And these Italian pastry chefs sound exactly like you think they would.
We are, after all, Guinness World Records. We are the kings of, details. And we like to be very specific about the rules. The cake has to be one single piece.
I love me some Italian cooking. There's your Showbiz Buzz today. Happy Tuesday. It's April 28th.
It's time to go back. Here's today's flashback freakout.
See, that's another thing that embarrasses me as an American.
You know who this is, right?
Competitive eating is now a sport in this country. They cover it on ESPN. This is the only country in the world where eating 300 chicken wings makes you an athlete now. I mean, don't you find that ironic? Competitive eating is a sport, yet somehow we still can't quite accept soccer. You know?
The one and only Jay Leno, turning 76 years old today. Happy birthday, Jay. Jessica Alba is 45 today.
My kids don't fight the way that I fought with my brother.
Oh, really?
My brother and I were very competitive, and we were incredibly physical. Like, we beat each other up. Like, my brother knocked out my teeth.
What?
Yeah. Oh, like, I didn't have teeth for a really long time.
Wow, I thought she was going somewhere else with that for a minute. On this date back in 1967, April 28th, 67, Muhammad Ali refused induction into the U.S. Army and was stripped of his boxing title.
My conscience won't let me go shoot my brother or some darker people or some poor hungry people in the mud for big, powerful America, and shoot them for what? They never called me.
Famous interview right there with Muhammad Ali explaining why he refused to serve in the U.S. Army. And on this date back in 1973, Pink Floyd dropped arguably one of the greatest albums of all time. Dark Side of the Moon went number one in the U.S. on this date in 1973 and stayed there for weeks and weeks and weeks. It has been somewhere on the top 500 chart ever since it was released. Making that stash. Dark Side of the Moon right there, number one on this date in 1973. That's your Flashback Freakout today. Have a great Tuesday.